What's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. So, you're married.
Indeed.
And I am not.
Also indeed.
Right. So, what I wanted to do was I wanted to get to know you. So, I looked up 100 questions that you should ask your husband.
Oh.
So, we are not trying to hook up. Can you confirm that?
We are not trying to hook up.
For the listeners? Good. Yes. Okay. So, question one. What is something you always wanted to do as a child but never got to do?
Ooh, excellent question.
Was it like be a firefighter?
Actually,
astronaut.
Go to Disneyland.
You never went to Disneyland?
I did as an adult. Ironically, when I met my wife.
So you never went as a child?
No.
Yeah, me either. So yeah. I'm in that same boat. That's sad.
But I got there as an adult, and it was better because I could pay for stuff. And
yeah, but when you go as a kid, your parents pay for everything.
Yeah, but there's limits. You know, like, you got to go home now. You've been here for 3 days.
That is true.
As an adult,
as an adult, you set the limits, and you're kind of like, my feet hurt. I don't want to walk anymore.
Or run out of money.
Right. Okay, question two. If you were in a witness protection program, what would your new name, what would be your new name, and where would you go?
Ooh.
However, if you tell me this and you do go into witness protection, I will be able to find you.
It's true. Oh, probably a name that would not be similar to the one I have now. So maybe like a Roberto.
That's my name in Spanish.
Yeah.
But then they'll try to find me. Why has it got to be a Spanish name?
It just seems like it's great for hiding out.
You're going to be Benicio?
Yeah.
Alfonso? How about?
I like the name Colin.
Colin Dickinson. That's going to be your new name.
Colin Dickinson.
And where are you going to go?
Oh, probably Japan.
That's too big of a city. You've got to like, it's got to be some remote,
Japan's a country.
Rwanda. I mean, that's what I meant. I was thinking Tokyo.
What about Sasebo? It's also in Japan. It's like the redneck version of Japan.
Dude, that you'd been imperfect.
Yeah. I wonder if I could do it.
Hey, y'all.
I have to combine, I have to crossbreed a Japanese and a redneck accent.
Oh, man. Oh. All right.
I'd have to change my name, though. It could be Spanish. It had to be Japanese. It'd be like.
No, you could be Spanish name.
Roberto San.
Why are you stealing my name? All right. Question three. What is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Strangest thing I've ever eaten. Dog. True story.
Was she still alive? We'll cut that out. That's dirty.
It was dirty and weird. No, I was in Thailand and I was eating at this little shack like area, you know, and they'd tell me what's out and they were like, what do you want? And I'm like, oh, I'll take this. And I didn't know what it was. And I ate it and I was like, this is delicious. But the meat was kind of tough. And I was like, what is this? And she goes, oh, meat. And I go, yeah, what kind of meat? And she goes, oh, like woof, 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 woof. I'm like a dog? Yeah.
Did you cry?
And on the inside.
Did you think it was probably somebody's pet?
Well, I walked around back afterwards and there was a pen full of dogs. So I kind of confirmed
it. That's so sad.
They were like homeless dogs, you know.
I'm not very adventurous. The strangest thing I've ever eaten was probably alligator.
I don't think I've eaten that. No, I've eaten alligator jerky.
I had alligator etouffee. No, I had swordfish jerky.
I had a swordfish steak.
I didn't like it. It was too fishy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Question five. I'm skipping four because I don't like it. What's the dumbest? I can't even ask it. What's the dumbest thing you've ever cried about? I have a good story for this one.
Probably the movie The Notebook.
You cried like at the end of it? Well, it's not that dumb.
Well, the dumbest parts that I cried the first three times I watched it. I knew it was coming and I still cried at the end.
No spoilers. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, so don't spoil it for me.
Well, get ready to cry, bro.
Okay, the dumbest thing I've ever cried about. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. It was good because I'm going to tell you. The dumbest thing I've ever cried about was I came home from trying to buy a car and I was so overwhelmed. I sat on the couch and I cried for like 3 minutes.
That's weird. Did you not like the car? Or?
No, I was overwhelmed with like all the decisions and choices I had to make. Cause I was like, I was going to lose I was borrowing a car from a friend and I was going to lose it in like 3 days. And I'm like, I have to get a car and I don't want to 6-year car payment.
Sounds like you should have also bought tampons.
I mean,
you sounded pretty emotional about this.
I definitely needed some. Everybody is now a little closer to me.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What board game do you hate the most?
What? I think the game Sorry makes me the maddest. But I'll still play it.
It's a game of like revenge.
Yeah. It's like you can go into that game liking who you're playing with and just be like, really, dude?
Sorry. Yeah.
It's like you didn't mean it. You're not sorry. Because every time they say it, they're sarcastic. They're relieved that they knocked you off the board.
Yeah, that is true. Bunch of jerks. Board game I hate the most? I really can't stand Monopoly. I hate it so much.
I love Monopoly.
It's too much math. And like you have to focus too hard. Like I'm not a huge board game person anyway.
Right.
I just want to like sit back, let my mind wander, and like probably win the game. Like it doesn't matter to me if I win.
Huh. What was your favorite? I'm gonna ask you a question.
All right.
What was your favorite TV series as a kid?
As a kid? I honestly didn't watch a whole lot of TV when I was a kid. I was outside most of the time, which you can't tell now because I'm fat. if it was going to be anything, I loved Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles. I'd say probably Ninja Turtles is probably my favorite TV show.
Mine was Boy Meets World.
I did. Oh, man. Topanga.
Everybody says that. I didn't see the attraction.
That was my crush.
Yeah. Mine was actually, ironically enough, from the Power Rangers that you mentioned. Kimberly. Yeah.
I figured you would have said Trini based on your wife. What's your wife's name again?
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl's her name.
Well,
she's from Australia. I don't remember why she's from Australia.
She's definitely not.
All right, let's see. Oh, I was going to say, who was your first celebrity crush? But that was probably Kimberly.
It was a toss-up between her and Jennifer Love Hewitt. I don't know which one came first.
Huh. Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt was a big one for most people.
Yeah.
My first one, man, I don't know. That was so long ago. I mean, I know I had a thing for Kimberly.
Yeah.
But it was probably her. Probably Kimberly. Which was Amy Jo Johnson. Kimberly was a character.
Dang, you know her real name?
Amy Jo Johnson.
Well, in my fantasy, she's always just Kimberly. Kimberly Ward.
Was that her last name?
It's my last name.
Oh. I'm dumb. Kimberly Jo Johnson. Actually, she, ironically enough, she ended up doing a love scene with somebody. And I bet that made all the little.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't see that. That would have upset me greatly.
You were like, oh man, that dude. You got any questions for me now?
I could freestyle one at you.
Do it.
Let's see here. How about favorite cereal?
Oh, that's kind of a toss-up. It depends on the day, really. But I love, love, love Frosted Flakes.
Mm.
Especially with like a toasted peanut butter sandwich. Fan-freaking-tastic.
Well, if you had a choice between Team Fruity Pebbles and Team Cocoa Pebbles, which team would you be on?
Definitely Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Team Fruity Pebbles.
I could tell. I knew when I met you.
High five right here. And cut. Yeah, dude, I love me some Fruity Pebbles. I'll eat the crap out of those things. Yeah. I actually don't buy them because I don't buy any cereal because I know that I'll eat the whole entire box.
Do same here.
So I don't buy it.
I do buy it. And
well, yeah, but you're like fit and I'm not. So I'm trying to like not do that. So I've got to stay away from
not if sugar. I keep eating those boxes of cereal.
Like a whole entire box of cereal.
Dude, you see that? Man, they got all kinds of Fruity Pebbles now. They got
there's more than one kind of Fruity Pebbles. There's strawberry pebbles and blueberry pebbles.
Well, you see that now they got a new Captain Crunch out too. Yeah, it's Captain Crunch blueberry pancakes.
What?
Good Lord, it tastes like blueberry pancakes. Obviously, consistency, the texture is different, but same flavor.
You're eating crunchy blueberry pancakes or somebody made them wrong. Especially if they're covered in milk. All right, let's see. Describe the worst haircut you've ever had.
Oh, easy.
Do it.
There's one that stands out.
Yeah, I bet it would if it was a better haircut.
It was a horrible haircut. I was in grade school, and it was right before pitcher day. Everyone's got one of those stories, I guess. But my mom cut my hair, and my bangs.
Oh, no.
From my left side, it started on my eyebrow, and my right side, it went up to like above my temple.
Wow.
And it was so bad that it was almost like my mom did it on purpose. Like she was trying to get back at me for all the things I've done wrong.
I think it's funny just that you had bangs.
I also had that, you know, that bowl haircut that was popular for a while.
for like 8 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that.
Oh, man. Man, I actually found a school picture of myself where I had a booger in my nose. Like, nice. The photographer didn't catch it. Like, nobody caught it. My parents bought the pictures, and, like, I had a giant booger in my nose. If I'd have known Photoshop back then, I would have taken the booger out. But
right.
I didn't. The worst haircut I ever had was, actually, it wasn't, like, a mistake or anything crazy like that. It was just a buzz cut. And it looked freaking awful because I looked like a... I look like a dirty lesbian.
You know what hairstyle was really douchey and was really popular for a while was the flip up in the front. Remember that?
The flip up.
Everybody wore the Boca necklaces and they had the flip, the hair flipped up in the front, like straight up.
Yeah.
God,
yeah,
it was so douchey.
That was like the surfer look.
Yeah, I did it too.
I know what you're talking about. So you were a douche?
Yeah. I was trying to be cool, but I wasn't good at it. Didn't really come into my own until I got older. Now I'm crazy cool.
Are you sure?
No.
Just because your wife tells you you're cool does not mean that you're actually
and my
cool.
Mom, that's two people.
Your mom tells you you're a handsome boy? Okay. Here's another question for you. And whenever you answer it, you have to tell us the story behind it. Have you ever pooped your pants?
Oh, yes. Actually, I sharted 3 times, and all 3 times my wife was present.
I was hoping that there was going to be sharted 3 times, like, in a row, in the same night.
They've in the last 4 years. So here's what happened the first time.
All right.
First time, I was newly dating my wife. You know, we were still...
You said newly, not nearly, right?
Newly.
Yeah. I was nearly dating. All right, go ahead.
So, like, I was in the kitchen at her mom's house, and they had tile floors, right?
Oh, God.
And I was wearing basketball shorts, nothing underneath them, free balling in my ball shorts, you know?
I can see where this is going.
Yeah. So, I farted, and when I did, all of a sudden I heard something slap the tile.
Oh, dear.
Look at the sound effect of that. And that was my my diarrhea.
Oh, God.
And my mother-in-law now, which at the time was... just my girlfriend's mom stared at me.
Was she in the kitchen with you?
Yeah.
Oh, my
It was
Lord.
Right around breakfast time. And my wife stared at me. And it was just so much shame. And I didn't know what to do. You know, I just kind of like, I'm so sorry. So sorry. And it was just really weird. And of course, I cleaned my poop up and changed my pants.
Wait, you were at their house, right?
Yeah.
You had to change your pants there?
Yeah, I did.
Or did you wear her pants?
Well, the almost exactly a foot difference. I don't think those pants would fit real. So the second time was when me and my wife got an apartment together. First moved back to Illinois.
Okay.
And this one I knew was coming. I had the rumblies, flu season, influenza A or B, whichever one causes the diarrhea.
Everybody knows the rumblies.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, God.
You know there's a monster waiting inside there.
Yeah. And I ran. And I felt like there was two large animals in my stomach fight for territory. And I knew something was going to happen. So I ran. And as soon as I did.
Oh, no.
I was half on the carpet, half on the kitchen floor.
In the kitchen again?
Yeah, kitchens are bad for me.
Stay out of my kitchen.
So, like, boom, you know, sure enough. You know, I peed out of my butt right there on the dividing line. And then my wife was like, oh, my God, are you serious? Again? I'm like, well, at this point, we're already married. So I'm like, gotcha. Just in case she thought the first was a fluke, it's game over. I don't think they have the grounds for divorce, but.
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard.
And the third time was just this year, actually.
Oh, no.
We're standing in the bathroom, not in the kitchen. And I looked at her and I was trying to be funny. And I stretched my leg up high and put it on the kitchen sink.
The bathroom sink. The
bathroom sink, I mean.
So you got a kitchen sink in your bathroom?
Yeah, I mix them up.
What kind of house do you live in?
I switch them around. But anyway, so I stretched up, just trying to be funny, and I farted. What I did, I just sprayed the floor again.
Oh, no. And she stayed married to you.
Well, ironically enough, I think jokingly she threatened divorce at that point, and then she ran out of the bathroom. Yeah, those were my... So I had three crapping in my pants stories.
Oh, man.
All of them in liquid form. What about you? You ever poop your pants?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of a time when I did, because I know I have. It was definitely a shart. I'm not, like, going to actually poop my pants on purpose. I did pee my pants on purpose once.
Were you cold or what?
No, I was on the bus and on the school bus on the way home. And I had to pee so bad. And for some reason, my child brain was like, you're not going to make it, so you might as well just go now. And I sat there and cried while I peed my pants. I felt my shorts get warm and like all the pee, just I let it out. And I'm sitting there just crying while I'm peeing my pants on the bus.
I'm staring at you right now trying to picture a younger you peeing yourself and crying.
I never actually like pooped my pants where it came out. Like, because it always, it stayed right between my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Because it never actually came all the way out.
Yeah, well, if I ever...
But it was liquidy.
Well, if I ever do it again, I think my wife's going to start forcing me to wear Depends.
I do have a story about my brother pooping his pants, though. It was in my car while he was driving.
I'm sure he's going to appreciate this one.
So I'm not going to say his name. So I have five brothers, so good luck figuring out which one it is. So he is out eating dinner with a friend of ours and... or lunch, whatever meal it was, it doesn't matter. They're out eating food and they get in the car to come back to the house. And on the way, my brother tries to fart and ends up sharting in his pants. And it's so bad that our friend that is riding with him is gagging in the car. So they had to put the windows down. But my brother tells me that when they take a turn, there's so much in his pants that he literally slides across this like now lubricated barrier between his pants and his butt. And he slides in it when he takes a turn. And when he pulls up into the driveway, he parks, leaves the car running, opens the door and jumps out. And as he's running up the stairs to the front of the house, it's dripping out of the bottom of his pants.
It's disgusting.
There's a trail that leads all the way from the car to the bathroom.
I told you about when my daughter made me eat a cat turd when I was sleeping, right?
Yes.
God, I've had bad poop luck.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Ooh. I'm torn between super speed or psychic ability. I know psychic's a big umbrella because you can do a lot with the...
Right. Is it psychic or telekinesis?
Well, I think that's under the psychic umbrella of psychic abilities.
Okay. Like Jean Grey kind of?
Yeah.
All right. So, but you gotta say why?
The psychic thing, because you can manipulate people's thoughts. You can see what's coming. You can move things with your mind. You can just kind of...
What would you do with that ability?
Oh God, all kinds of horrible things. I wouldn't be a good person, that's for sure.
I wonder if that's why we don't have those abilities.
Yeah, because
we'd totally misuse them.
Oh yeah. Well, the super speed thing would be incredible. Because you could go back in time. That's why I feel like... I mean, well,
you believe that one is possible where you could actually go back in time by running super fast?
That's what they did in The Flash. They explained it well.
They did in Superman too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not Superman too, but Superman also. May have been Superman too. I don't know. He spun the earth in the opposite direction.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember which one that was.
Well, time travel's tricky. If you can go back in time, what would you change?
I mean, obviously I'd want to stop all the bad stuff, but...
Ooh, that's tricky too, because if you stop something major, you could totally change everything, and it could be worse.
Right, right.
Like they say, if you were to kill Hitler, there'd probably be another Hitler or something else. It would start a chain reaction and be way worse, or you would never exist.
Right, right. Because, you know, somebody could have stayed alive that he would have murdered, and...
Right.
The butterfly they married effect, your dad.
But that's a major thing to do, right. So
what I would probably do is go back in time and tell my brother that he can't use my car because he's going to poop in it. Something very simple.
I would have been on the toilet when those moments I would have sharted.
Here's a question, though, that goes back to that. Would you have actually taken a dump in your girlfriend's house? Would you have been okay with that?
No.
What? Well, you said you would have been on the toilet when those happened. One of them, you were at your girlfriend's house in the kitchen. So what would you have done? Would you have gone and been like...
I would have went 5 minutes prior to, went to the bathroom, sat on the toilet and waited it out.
Well, how much older are you now than when you first pooped your pants?
Oh, the first shart?
Yeah.
Maybe like 5 years ago.
What?
It's been a series
of... I expected like 12 to 14 years
no,
ago.
No, it's been a series of the last... Well, if you cut out baby times, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows how many times you crap your pants. You're wearing a diaper for crying out loud. You're supposed to poop in your pants.
So you pooped in your diaper, not your pants.
Yeah. It's true. So yeah, I don't know. It's
what I was going to say, because I was thinking that you were probably a kid, like a teenager, and you would go back in time like as you are now and then be like, hey, go sit on the toilet. Can you imagine like a 30-year-old man going back and telling a 14-year-old Hey, yeah. Go sit on the toilet.
Especially a version of you. Would that be weird?
Right. Let me sit. Well, you wouldn't know it was you. When you're 14, you don't know that that's
oh,
you.
Oh, dude, come on. I look the same. My big nose, I'd walk up there and be like,
I was just trying to make taller. It super awkward. Were you going until a 14-year-old boy goes in on the toilet? I'm probably cut that out so I don't
go,
get arrested.
Go poop now.
What song would you sing for your American Idol audition?
Maybe it's Raining Men.
Hallelujah. It's Raining Men.
Probably Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA?
Party in the USA. That's a fun song to sing.
I don't know it.
So you need to fix yourself.
Before you nix yourself. All right. Which Disney princess do you find to be the most attractive? I already got mine. Because I'm super attracted to cartoons. However, if they were a real person, I know which one I would be super attracted to.
Probably Pocahontas.
Really? No. Even though we went over there and killed her whole entire civilization.
That doesn't make her less
attractive. Took over their planet. Took over their country.
Doesn't make her less attractive.
Continent. I'm just saying she wouldn't be attracted to you.
She was attracted to John Smith
You're not John Smith.
I bet I look like him.
You could be. Pocahontas. Why Pocahontas?
Because she's majestic, bro.
All right. So mine would be Jasmine.
Ooh, that's a good one.
But was Pocahontas actually a princess?
I feel like she was a native princess.
I guess. I don't know. I'm probably going to get some beef for that. Be like, Pocahontas is definitely a princess. I'm going to get people yelling at me. But yeah, man. I'd totally take Jasmine. That was my girl. I used to draw cartoons of her, like her and the Lion King and like all that kind of stuff. Those are my choices of all right, things to draw.
I pick Nala.
Nala. I'm not going to say that.
We already know where that's going.
I actually have a really good story for this one. What scene from a non-horror movie scared you as a child? I ask as he takes a drink of Red Bull.
Hands
not
down.
Not sponsored by Red Bull.
Hands down, Roseanne.
What?
Yes, the show Roseanne. My mom actually had to check the closet for Roseanne one time.
You were scared of Roseanne.
Do you not remember the beginning scene to the episodes? I forget which season it was where they started doing that, where their faces changed real fast. And at the very end of the, she goes,
oh, yeah, dude. I do remember that.
And it goes around the table.
Right.
And all their faces changed throughout all the years because it's one of the later seasons. Right. And it gets to her face and it changes. And then she does that creepy laugh. I remember like running down the hallway for my mom and be like, oh, Roseanne's in my closet. She's like, what?
Roseanne's in
your closet. I can hear her there laughing.
Roseanne's in your closet. I could see that being scary because that laugh was kind of scary.
Dude, it was traumatizing for me. What about you? Do you have a...
All right, so mine would be, it was the Columbia TriStar logo, the animated logo with the Lady Liberty the standing there.
Huh.
And you had that music that would play, and then like she would be standing there holding that little, I don't know, whatever that thing is, it lights up, a torch, I guess. So, hey, everybody, I didn't know the word torch. So she's holding a torch and like there's light coming out from behind her and stuff. And I like turned around and ran and jumped into my mom's arms because I was so terrified of that. On a scale from 1 to 10, what's the highest level of pain you've ever been in?
For me, I would say it's 10 because of the fact that it's the most pain I've had. I'm sure there's worse pains out there, you know,
right.
But I got in a fight and had my kidney ruptured. That was pretty painful.
Oh, wow.
I guess because it was a long span of pain. It wasn't instant. It just kind of lasted until it healed.
What happened?
I got in a fight, and this is back in my drinking days, and you know those twist top Gatorades?
Yeah.
You twist the top, you can squirt in your mouth?
Yeah.
Well, I was drunk, and this guy was hitting on my girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
And I didn't know he was a 7-year kickboxer. And this was before my handful of years of boxing, you know? And I opened it and squirted him in the face, called him the old B word. And the most intimidating part was he didn't freak out. He wasn't surprised. He didn't get angry. He smiled at me and then goes,
that's just because he knew he was going to just beat you down.
Yeah, he goes, you messed up. And I go, bring it. So he stood up.
And he brought it.
Oh, he brought it. You wouldn't believe. Actually, I nicked him in the chin once and that was it. And he tore me up. Like, I mean, he was just so fast. I mean, his hands and feet were lightning. And after he beat me, you know, I guess I kept trying to get up because I was kind of drunk, so I just didn't really, I was kind of shaking it off. Right. I didn't realize how much
and he just wouldn't damage. Stop.
He let me get up, and then the last time he buried his elbow into my kidney.
Ooh.
And I threw up because I was in so much pain.
Wow.
And it was excruciating. So there's nothing like not only losing a fight, but losing in front of your girlfriend.
Right.
Who you were trying to be cool and defend your honor.
And throwing up.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, it was pretty humiliating. But the weird thing is his name is also Rob.
Uh-oh.
Like yours. And me and him actually became really good friends afterwards.
Huh. How'd that come about?
Well, he came and visited me. I think he was, I don't know if it, at that time he was worried I would, you know, legal actions or something right. or whatever. But,
right.
But I don't know. He came and visited me. And we were talking. We were sitting in the bed of his truck and I was on pain meds. And then I don't know. We just started talking, hitting it off. Next thing I know, we had good bro chemistry.
Right. And you got to throw a bro in there because you don't want to do good chemistry.
Yeah. Be careful of that. Then after that, we kind of swore. We became good friends. And we swore we'd never let a woman, because I broke up with that girl anyway. It was just short term, young dating stuff, you know, right. And then we swore we'd never let a girl come between our friendship, and then we were going to build a solid friendship, and we joined the military together, became really good friends, and it all stemmed from him rupturing my kidney.
That's awesome. That's a cool story.
Yeah.
I think mine, it would obviously be a 10, because it's the worst pain I've ever been in, but I think it was actually really dumb. For this is the first thing that popped into my head as the worst pain was one morning I woke up and I stretched. And when I did, you arch your back when you stretch and stuff like that, if you're laying down. And when I did, when I relaxed, my muscles in my back tensed up like the hardest and the hardest and the tightest they ever have. And I couldn't, like, it took me 45 minutes to roll over to get my phone to call somebody.
Oh, dang.
It was 4 o'clock in the morning.
So you injured yourself in bed.
Yeah, I did. I injured myself stretching in bed. So I roll over and I get a hold of my phone and I call the girl I was dating at the time and I was like, hey, I need you to come over here and help me. Cause I was asleep. I was asleep and I was naked at the time. So I'm like, I don't want my dad to come over here. So I called her and she came over and helped me sit up. It was the most excruciating pain just trying to sit up in bed. It was awful. I was like squeezing her hand super tight and she's like trying to pull me up. And I'm like, oh my God, it hurts so bad.
It does suck. I mean, you're already in the most comfortable place in your house, but then you're screwed and you're stuck there.
So I don't
all
know.
All of a sudden it becomes a prison.
It was. It 45 minutes to get my phone. Because I had to writhe and like try to just turn just far enough where I could get my phone. And because it was on the table on the opposite side of the bed.
Dang. You ever get a good deep stretch when you're in bed and all of a sudden your calf cramps up?
Yes.
Those are so painful.
My favorite stretches, though, are the ones where you stretch and your foot like starts shaking.
Yeah.
Almost like a dog. Those are amazing.
Yeah, I love those stretches.
Yeah, that was pretty painful. And then I went to the hospital. I called my dad. Well, I had her help me get dressed because I literally couldn't. I couldn't even bend down and pull my pants up to put pants on. So she had to help me. So I'm sitting in a recliner in the living room, and my dad finally comes over and helps me, takes me to the hospital. And when I'm in the hospital, I'm like a lighthearted person. So even if I'm injured, I'm still playful.
Yeah.
So they're pushing me up the ramp in this in a wheelchair, and like, they go around this corner and I grab the pole and I'm like, wee. And the guy's like, it must not hurt that bad. Like the doctor guy. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not just going to sit here and cry about it. Like I was still trying to have fun, but yeah, it was an interesting, they gave me muscle relaxers and I took them and like 3 days later, it was finally completely gone, but that was so ridiculous. I had to alternate heat and cold and all that kind of stuff.
Hey.
Yeah. That's the most pain I've ever been in, but I mean, I'm kind of a sissy, so I don't do things that are painful. I don't get in fights and get beat up. And I did get beat up once. That's a funny story. Some kid punched me in the face and that was the end of it.
That's it.
Yeah. I didn't fight back because I didn't want his brother to beat me up. His brother was older than me. Oh, this one's good. Who is the most famous person you've ever met?
I don't know what you qualify as meeting, but I went to Comic-Con in San Diego and saw a bunch of celebrities and I got really close to Robert Downey Jr.
Right. Did you actually like meet him and talk to him? And, like,
no,
shake
that's
his
what
hand?
I said. I mean, I like looked him in the eyes. I had to look down because I'm tall and I realized he's significantly shorter than me.
I thought you like your eyes met and then you had to look down because you were like ashamed for like, I'm not worthy to look in Robert Downey Jr.'s eyes.
Sorry, Iron Man. I can't look at you right now.
Yeah. Was that like the closest you've been to any celebrity?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a cool story. I've actually met a few. I work in a marketing agency and we go around and sometimes we get to meet celebrities because of the show that we do, we get the pass to go interview them. So the two recently that I'm just met were Dustin Lynch and Cassidy Pope. I've had a crush on Cassidy Pope since her Hey Monday days. And like, she is super, super cute. I don't listen to country music, but those are the two celebrities that I met recently. I can't think of any other ones that I've actually met. How many slices of pizza are you capable of eating in one sitting? But first of all, I mean, it depends on the size.
Yeah, I'll say we're talking about standard slices here. And I mean,
there's, I guess, the standard slices. Like if you were to cut it into like eight
pieces. I don't know if I can even. I mean,
let's just do this. How about a quarter of a pizza, an eighth of a pizza, a fourth, a half, whatever.
There's a lot of pizzas out there. I can eat the whole pizza. I have a,
well, we're not talking about little bagel pizzas.
No, the oven pizzas, like the California Kitchen pizzas.
Oh, like
the
DiGiorno size pizzas?
Yeah.
Okay. We're not sponsored by DiGiorno.
Or Red Baron. Red Baron's my favorite cheap pizza.
Not sponsored by Red Baron. So you could eat, well, I'm talking about like if you order one from like Pizza Hut, not sponsored by Pizza Hut. I'm gonna cut those out. If you order one from Pizza Hut, how much of that could you eat?
I'd say dang near most of it, especially if it's during my running season where I'm doing my distance running, my
carbo
appetite.
Loading.
Yeah, I can eat, dude.
I could probably eat a whole large pizza, but I would feel like garbage afterwards. All right, so you're in prison with a life sentence. What was your crime?
Ooh, so that freaks me out because I work in a prison. Never want to wind up in one of those.
Like, think about yourself. Like, what would you be in prison for? For a life sentence.
Probably something small like murder.
Something small like murder. Yeah. What have I gotten myself into here?
Not like a creepy, like, stalk somebody out murder, but I could see, like, myself just losing it on somebody on accident for, like...
Scuffing your Puma?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. It'd probably be, mine would probably be murder, but it'd be like to defend somebody.
Yeah. It's something like that. You know, it wouldn't be like me stalking somebody out, but it'd be, cause it's actually really easy to kill somebody. You know, I mean, people do an accident all the time.
Right.
But
we're fragile creatures.
Yeah, we are.
I'm not, I'm like, I'm a beast. All right. Let's see. If you could bring one fictional character to life, who would it be?
That's an incredible question, and it deserves at least a little bit of thought. See, I'm big into anime.
I knew a girl named Anime. Anime Fletcher.
Really?
No, that's a line from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh. It'd probably be somebody like Goku or Naruto. Bring him to life?
Wouldn't they just, like, destroy the planet?
Well, I would use them to my advantage, because especially if I sire it. Well, you know, they'd be so grateful. I'd find one that's got a good moral compass, and, you know, he's humble. He's like, right. You know what, I feel like I owe this guy. He brought me to life. He's like my mom, well, you know? And then like...
He's like, mom, mother.
Could you imagine that? Beat this guy up. He's looking at me wrong. Okay, mother.
Beat this Super guy Saiyan up, Goku, 4. Or I'll get the belt.
You don't want to be grounded, Goku.
You just sounded like Joe from Family Guy. Oh, roar! You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but I couldn't even try to do the impression again.
You sound just like him, like just talking normal.
Do I?
Yeah, just a little bit. You sound a little like bit. Him. You sound like him.
I feel like if I try harder, it'll sound less like him. Nah, Joe!
Yeah, we're not very good at impressions.
No.
Joe. Mine, if I could bring one to life, I mean, it would probably obviously be a chick. mine honestly would probably be, well, I would say Katniss Everdeen, but like I have a thing for Jennifer Lawrence, so it's not necessarily Katniss, it would be Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer, if you're listening, you know, hit me up on Twitter. I don't even use Twitter. That's the kind of sort of never do. Now, if I could bring one to life, I don't know, man. There's like,
I would, you know, I'd probably change my answer to Batman because he could teach me to be hardcore just like him.
But then you would essentially be Robin.
No,
Dick Grayson.
I'll become my own sidekick.
What would your name be if you were a superhero? Ooh. Sidekick? What would your name be?
The slap crapper.
Yeah, well, you got that one down, but you can only crap in a kitchen. That's your
lure him to the kitchen, Batman. I'll do the rest. Probably my Pokemon Go screen name.
What's that?
Epic Ward.
That's not bad. What would your superpower be? Well, your sidekick superpower. You don't get a mainstream superpower.
Oh, really?
No, because you're a sidekick. You can't have like super strength or.
Oh man!
Like you can't.
Someone's going to be another one of those guys with gadgets.
Well, I mean, you could have gadgets, but I mean, if you whatever you want it to be, but it can only be a sidekick superpower.
What if I had super speed? What if I had speed, but was it super speed? It was like, like this dude's pretty fast.
You're like, what's your superpower? Oh, I'm pretty fast.
I'm respectively quick.
That's a good one. I actually had this story for superheroes, and it was basically like, not superheroes, the supervillains, and they're really, really bad at being supervillains. But you know how in the superhero universe, there's like multiple villains. Mm-hmm. So they are trying to get the attention of the superhero, but they're really, really bad at it. So he just like bypasses them all the time. And all they ever want is his approval that like they're good enough to be on his radar, but they always suck so bad. One of them is, their names are Passive Aggressive Man and Procrastinator. And then their suits are purple latex with yellow pee on it. So when they stand next to each other, it just says pee pee. I'm so juvenile. But yeah, those are some super villains that I came up with.
Kind of reminds me of some, especially speaking of some like lame attempts to be heroes or villains. You ever, was it Matt TV that had the dynamically gay duo?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. So, okay. So with Passive Aggressive Man and Procrastinator, they had a sidekick. His name was Captain Wedgie. And he does not have the ability to fly, but his underwear does. So that's why he always has a wedgie. It's because his underwear can fly, but he cannot.
Where do you get underwear like this, though?
I don't know. He may have made it. I don't know. I haven't come up with that part of the backstory.
Wait. So he made the underwear, but he can't make a suit?
No, he has a suit.
That flies?
No, just the underwear can fly.
So he can make an underwear that flies, but he can't make a suit that flies.
I guess. I don't know. I haven't gone that far into it. If you ever inherited or won $1 million, what's the very first thing you would do with the money?
Boring answer, but I would pay off all my debt.
Boring answer. Let's come up with a better one.
Okay, so.
Let's lie. I was asked this question on the radio one time. They're like, if you had $1 million, what would you do? Let me get my radio voice. If you had $1 million, I don't have a radio voice. Anyway, he asked me if I had $1 million, what would I do with it? And I said, I would buy everyone in the world a chihuahua. However, mathematically, that is not possible.
No, that wouldn't. That'd be a lot more.
Because there's seven point something billion people on the planet.
Yeah. Even if you cut out all the shots and, you know, the organization like that, you still wouldn't have enough.
Right. And what a chihuahua was, what, like $300-$400?
Unless it's like when you go to Best Buy and like if you buy a bunch of TVs, you get a discount price. You just buy a bunch of chihuahuas.
I'm going to buy 7.6 billion chihuahuas.
But why chihuahuas?
I don't know. That was the first thing that popped into my head. I just called in to request a song. And then he was like asking me the question of the day. And then he called me Jimbo because he didn't ask me my name. So on the radio, he's like, I got Jimbo on the phone here. And I was going to buy everybody a chihuahua. And then he goes, well, I guess not everybody in the world deserves money. So yeah, that was my answer. But anyway, so yeah, what would you do with $1 million?
It'd be something very selfish.
Obviously.
Well, you didn't. You bought everybody a freaking chihuahua.
Well, that was when I was like 19. I'm a little older now, so I would change my answer. It'd probably be a poodle or a dachshund or something.
Back to the superhero thing, I'd probably buy myself some type of really cool armored suit or a really awesome armor-plated vehicle.
I could see you walking around the city of Carbondale.
Like an Iron Man suit?
I think that costs a little more than $1 million.
Yeah, that's true.
You could get like an Iron Man leg. I'll get
the cheap version.
You get the leg or the hand or something.
Yeah, I do the hand. You still shoot stuff out of it.
He looks so feminine when he's flying with his hands out to the sides. You ever notice that?
Yeah. I'm here, like, guys. I'm gonna blast some stuff.
I'm going to probably get beat up by a bunch of Iron Man enthusiasts. If I won $1 million, I'd buy like a super fast car. Like I'd probably buy like a McLaren or something. And then I would go buy a house that looks like a castle.
And that's why the McDonald's Monopoly people, instead of paying you outright when you win the big $1 million, now they just pay you the $50,000 a year for 20 years thing.
That's ridiculous.
People are more shape after they get the money.
Well, yeah. Instead
of the lottery, people just...
Because we're dumb and we buy fast cars.
They buy a bunch of chihuahuas or Iron Man suits.
Right. What would you do if you were the lone survivor of a plane crash? Survive? I would still be alive. I would make fun of all the dead people.
I think I would consider myself to be superhuman. I would start to test myself and then end up killing myself.
Like trying to test myself.
Yeah. I'd be like, why did I survive? I must have a greater purpose. I must be superpowered or
you
something.
You know the story of Unbreakable, right?
That sounds like something familiar, but.
I don't want to say it was a movie. I mean, it was a movie, but I think it was based on a comic. There's Mr. Glass. he was super brittle. Like his bones would break all the time, like doing anything, walking up and down the stairs, they would break. So he was like, if I am this brittle, there's got to be somebody else out there who is like the complete opposite of me. So he went and he caused a ton of accidents looking for the lone survivor who happened to be Bruce Willis in the movie.
Huh.
So that's essentially what he was doing. He was testing to try to find who it was that could not get hurt.
Hmm. This is a new idea for an original idea for a movie instead of the same old traditional vampires or war movie or something. You know, it's a unique theme to a movie.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure it was based on a comic. If I was ever the lone survivor in a plane crash, I mean, if I was stranded, I'd probably eat the dead people. Because especially if it was a plane crash, there'd probably be a big fire somewhere and I could cook them and eat them.
It'd be really crappy if you found out you weren't on a deserted island or something. And you kept walking.
There's like a Taco Bell. Yeah. Right around the corner.
It's like, dude, you're just in Hawaii, man. I don't know what.
Why are you eating these people, man? There's like a Jack in the Box like right over there. What is one thing women do that grosses you out?
Oh, man. Let me rant for a second. Can I rant for a second before I answer that? All right. Look. Knowing what I know now, if I could go back in time to the kindergarten days when a girl goes, boys are icky. You boys have cues. I'm like, hold on a second. Wait.
Would you have that voice as a 5-year-old?
Yes. Wait. Hold on a second. And then I would break down all the things I've experienced with women. First of all, if you ever live with a woman, they're nasty. You find all kinds of things like, you know, just horrible habits. Two, they bleed out of their vaginas. And a little fun fact, the average female vagina has more bacteria than the average public stall. Therefore, yeah, I know some of those bacteria are there to help kill the bad bacteria. So remember, they're necessary or whatever, but still, ooey. You know what I mean?
Ooey.
So, you know, there's that. And then, you know, there's just the whole, you ever seen a baby get delivered?
Unfortunately,
the mucus plug come out and all that stuff.
Yep.
It's just disgusting, you know, and then, ugh, you know, a vagina can get stinky way quicker than a nutsack, you know? so it's like, no. Girls are icky. What was the question?
So you rant over. What is one thing women do that grosses you out?
Yeah.
One thing.
Oh, just one?
One thing. Make it a good one, but not one that's going to make you sleep outside.
Then I'll just stick to the stereotypical periods, man. It smells like iron. It's gross.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's iron in your blood.
Yeah. And you find it in the...
What's it taste like?
I don't know.
Don't answer that.
Irony. Ironically.
No puns. No puns are allowed. No. That's gross.
Yeah.
Some of these are dumb.
It's not like our answers are sophisticated, you know?
We're not supposed to be. This is going to be like listened to by like 14-year-olds.
Hey, he said vagina.
How old is your brother?
Which brother?
The one that was here last time.
He is 19.
Yeah, see, he was like cheesing out.
And a half.
This one could.
He's this many. See what I do with my fingers?
Yeah, they can't see that, Michael.
You could see it.
I can see it.
It's a secret.
Okay, who would you hate to see naked?
Oh my God, that's a long list.
You just pick one.
George Lopez?
Why George Lopez?
That's just one of many, you know? Maybe Whoopi Goldberg. I think that'd be pretty frightening.
All right, so here's a good one. This one is interactive, okay?
Okay.
Would you let me slap you for $100?
Yes.
All right, now give me $100. All right, don't beat me up. What famous historical figure would you like to fight?
Well, you ever heard?
This is like a Fight Club question. They asked this on Fight Club.
I feel like a worthy adversary would be George Washington.
Right.
George Washington.
George
Washington.
You've been hanging out with your wife too much.
George Washington.
Is that Australian?
Yeah. No, oh, George Washington.
Is that what Australians sound like?
Huh.
All right, so why would you want to fight him?
The founding fathers. Actually, did you ever hear like the urban legends and stuff about him being superhuman?
No.
Well, like if you look at the museums, he's been shot through his hat. He's been shot through his chest. He's been shot like so many times.
Oh no, he survived a shot through his hat.
into his head, allegedly. Like, apparently he's been shot so many times. And, you know, old school medical.
So he's like 50 Cent reborn.
He was the first 50 Cent reincarnate. Dude, supposedly, like, there was, like, legends that he was, like, superhuman. Which, I don't know, I would doubt that since he had wooden teeth.
Well, maybe his teeth weren't superhuman.
Or maybe he pulled them out just to kind of, maybe he was immortal like Highlander. He just pulled them on purpose to kind of.
To impress the ladies.
Yeah, he's, dude, what if he's still alive?
He could be.
What if he's like Highlander, you know? Like, the only way to kill him is to take his head.
Take his head, like, on a trip or something?
Yeah, what if he's, like, hunting other people that are like him, and they're, like, people you would never expect, like, Jennifer Garner and
didn't she play Alias? Yeah. She's like, she can fight.
Exactly, dude. It'd be like that. Maybe
Brad Pitt.
Maybe
Edward Norton, because the Fight Club.
Right.
I mean, Edward Norton seems like he could fight.
And a few people you wouldn't expect, you know,
Billy Dee Williams
or Rob Schneider. It's probably the most powerful one. He's probably taking the most heads.
Yeah, he has. Wink.
But all right. That was a gay joke.
What bad habit do you have that you know you need to break but don't really want to?
Drinking Red Bull.
Really? That's a bad habit?
Yeah, dude, it's not healthy. You can get kidney stones and stuff.
Well, I mean, you've already lost your kidneys. They're broken in that fight, so. Did you get them taken out? You had a kidneyectomy?
No, it's still there.
It's just a little damaged.
It's a little damaged. It's got battle scars now.
It's not bionic or anything?
No.
You don't have a bionic kidney? Drinking Red Bull.
Dude, what if I did sprout wings because I drank so much Red Bull?
Where would they come out of, though? Would they come out of your feet or something?
It'd be cool if they were out of my back.
What if you had like wings that sprouted out of your eyebrows?
Ooh.
You'd have super dry eyes after that.
Yeah, and I'd stop drinking Red Bull. I think that would do it.
Could you just stop drinking Red Bull? But then you'd still have wings sticking out of your eyebrows.
Yeah, but I'd be scared that I'd have more wings popping out random places. I want like rings popping.
Wings popping out of your knuckles and under your fingernails.
Yeah, it'll be weird. toe wings.
This is how I fly. We're getting retarded.
I just need more Red Bull.
I'm trying to think of a bad habit that I have. I see myself on camera all the time. So like, I'm really fidgety. Like, and I noticed, I get that probably from my dad, but like, I'm constantly like pulling on my clothes, like trying to fix them because they're just uncomfortable and like nonstop. So that's the one bad habit that I would really, really like to stop. Like, I don't chew my fingernails or anything like that, but that's really mine is I'm super fidgety.
Yeah. I've never chewed my fingernails. I always thought that was a gross habit.
Somebody was saying you can get some kind of sickness from that.
Well, I mean, I think all the nasty stuff your fingernails touch.
Like when you're wiping and your finger goes through the toilet paper.
Well, I usually wash my hands after that. But
did you just say wash?
Yeah.
Ugh, get out.
Did I say it?
That's what it sounded like.
Washington.
Washington.
Washing my hands. How'd that sound?
That last note wasn't bad. It was there. It wasn't like off pitch.
Well, it came from my soul.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Tell your soul to be quiet.
Quiet soul.
If you had to eat one thing from McDonald's every meal for a week straight, what would you choose?
Boom. And I've already done it. No problem. Double cheeseburgers add mac sauce.
Really?
Yep.
Isn't that a McNasty? Isn't that what that's called?
I think that is the street name for
McNasty.
It.
McNasty.
No. I think a McNasty is when you take a McChicken.
Oh, that's right. And you put it in between a double cheeseburger.
That's pretty good, too.
Yeah. No, that's also a McGangbang is what that's called.
Oh, you're right.
I think a McNasty is a double cheeseburger add mac sauce.
I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I feel like I can just trust that being right. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of interesting things to eat, have you ever put peanuts in your grape soda?
What?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not just freestyling weird stuff, man. This is a real thing. People do it. Put peanuts in your grape soda. Not if you're allergic to peanuts, though.
Right.
Or grape soda.
What a loser to be allergic to peanuts and grape soda. Yeah. We're going to have one listener out there that's like, come on, man. I don't even have a nose.
Or bacon in your cereal?
Nope.
Never. Oh, get some fresh bacon, cut it up, put it in like some Fruit Loops. It mixes well with it, I'm telling you, man.
That just sounds so weird.
I know, it's one of those weird things that's good. It's kind of like the whole, the more commonly eaten French fries in your ice cream.
See, that's good because that's sweet and salty.
Right.
But I guess cereal would be with the bacon in it.
It's the same thing, man.
You know what else I heard is good, though? I don't even think I want to try it. It's dip a banana in marinara sauce.
What?
Yeah. I heard that. It was really good. I think I heard about it on Mythbusters.
I think I'll try it.
I mean, I would try it, but I don't know if I would like it.
I don't think that you got to be, gotta so be brave, man. When Lewis and Clark were on their expedition,
did they take it back to the old days?
Yeah, did they go, I don't think I want to, it's a little scary over here. This is uncertain. I don't want to do this. Or did they say, F it, let's go, bro?
I mean, I'm sure that's paraphrasing it, but they probably had more eloquent.
Yeah.
They had probably had a speech prepared.
Let us go, shall we?
Did they just become Irish?
Endure on our quest.
Indubitably.
West.
Now you're rhyming.
Shall we go? Gokor.
Are you Scottish now? The direction. What's happening? What is happening to you?
The directional path of west. Shall we, my friend?
I think they were probably more like
this.
Hey, yo, we gonna go west,
yo, dog. Listen, for Rizzo. Here's what we gonna do.
We're gonna
roll out. We're gonna get in this seat here carriage.
We're gonna bounce to the west.
Yeah, for Rizzo.
And then you got one guy that's there with him, and his hat's on sideways, and he's like, "Yo, man, I don't know which way is west,
dog.
I don't know my directions. You gotta tell me left or right."
We should go this way.
Toward the sun setting.
They probably went east like 3 times. All right. Well,
we got to turn around.
Somebody's, we got to do it this time.
Somebody's
got to
stop and ask for directions. Oh, man, we're so dumb. All right. So if I was going to eat one thing from McDonald's for a week, mine would probably be a double cheeseburger, but like regular standard double cheeseburger. But I like to add mayonnaise and lettuce, leaf lettuce, because that shredded lettuce nonsense. Ain't nobody about that life.
See, you remind me of my wife, because when she thinks she's getting crazy with food, it's not that crazy. Like her, when she gets Pringles, she gets cheddar or sour cream. You know what I mean?
You need like the.
I'll get like the flaming blazing this that you know, or we get cereal. She's like, oh, honey nut bunches of oats. Oh, this time it has extra clusters. Like, I'm feeling crazy, and I'm like, dude, I just got freaking blueberry pancake Captain Crunch. That's too crazy.
No, I'm not saying it's crazy. That's just the way I like. That's what I like. That's well, like, that's I would saying, choose like, that.
Yeah. You got simple taste, though. You know what I'm saying?
You got a what?
Simple taste.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Simple taste.
I'm a simple man. I don't need nothing extravagant.
That's a good song.
Simple man.
Yep.
Describe your own personal hell.
Ooh, there's a few hellish scenarios I can conjure up.
Let's get one.
All right. Well, one would probably be being in a drive-thru line for an hour. But thinking that it's going to, that it's, you're only 1 minute away each time. You just keep waiting it out. And then you look at the clock and you realize you've been there for an hour. But you're like, I may as well, because I've already been here for an hour. That'd be pretty hellish.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it would have to last longer than an hour, though.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, I pretty much lose my nerve if it's been 10 minutes. Like, why are they going?
What did you order? Oh, man. Mine is a little bit deeper than that. Like, mine's more like an emotional, like, feeling. I'm going to take it deep for a minute. Phrasing.
That helped me think of mine.
My own personal hell would be like, there was like a girl that was interested in me or said she was interested in me, but she kept making me wait. Like a promise of like being together, and then she kept making me wait. Oh, actually, you know what? I think the spirit of this question is more like, what annoys you?
I feel like on the deep note of before, I think my own personal hell would be to always be on surveillance. Like in your house, there's cameras, you can't remove them, you can't move out. No matter where you go, there's people following you. So everything you did, when you pee, even when you jerk off, when you poop, I mean, all the moments that are secret and sacred to you, they were all on surveillance. Like everything you did, you shower, you're having sex with your wife, you're having a deep talk with your grandma, your mom. I don't know why I do those back to back like that, but there's like all those moments that are private. You never had privacy. I think never having privacy would be hell.
Yeah, that would be pretty hellish. You never get away.
You can never enjoy your own home.
Like, right. You'd never get away from anything.
One thing that annoys me is wet socks. So I guess an annoyance thing, my own personal hell would be I'd have to always walk around with wet socks. Like I try to take my socks off and there's more socks underneath it, and it never stops and they're always wet.
This would be mine. There's so many that you can answer with, but this is just one that popped into my head. One of mine would be like, if I'm talking to somebody and they are going on and on and on about something that is like boring, super boring to me, but they don't stop talking to let me say something. Like if I don't get to interject, I just, it would just drive me absolutely insane.
Oh, if it went on for like 30 years.
30 years.
Like the span of the rest of your life.
Just somebody talking nonstop. Yeah. They get to a point where it feels like they're going to stop and then they just keep going.
And then even though you're just like, you had enough and you're like, you don't care being a room when you walk away, they follow you.
Yep. That would pretty much be hell. This would be a good one for like couples. What is the weirdest scar you have and how did you get it?
Okay. I'll pretend to be a couple then.
You're your own couple.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, you got to play both parts, the guy and the girl.
You said worst scar.
Yeah. Weirdest scar.
Well, there was this one time where me and her were getting it on.
Shut up.
And, so like, I was like getting it on like super good. And she was all like,
oh, it's too good. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. And then like, I got the scar and then like the scar was there and that's how it happened.
She's like, that's not how you got the scar. I'm saying, not she, me. You got it because you fell, and then like when you fell, you like scratch yourself with like toenail clippers because you were cutting your toenails and you're standing up and you lost your balance and then you cut yourself and scarred yourself.
No, it's from sweet awesome sex.
Is that like a legit story?
No, just that. Oh. Let's pretend to be a weird couple.
I was hoping that was gonna be like a story between you and a girl.
No.
Do you have one like your weirdest scar?
Actually, yeah, I do. And ironically, actually, this is kind of funny in a way.
Good.
And like not ha ha fun, but weird funny, because what I was just talking about a sex scar. This is actually the story of how I lost my virginity.
Awesome.
I don't know the girl's name. I really don't to this day.
Oh, that's
and
sad.
It was at a party.
She's disappointed now.
Yeah. No, she probably doesn't know who I was, and I'm sure I wasn't that great. So anyway, like I was also a young drinker as well. You know, I was a teenager, but I was like experimenting drinking. I drank too much, and me and this girl went out to her car out back in the, you know, parked behind the party where it was at, and we fell out of the car.
You fell out of the car?
Yeah, the back seat of the car.
You had the doors open?
We opened them up because it was getting hot in there because I was so drunk, and it lasted more than the 10 seconds I thought it would because I was super drunk. I'm thinking too much, you know. So fell in the car and she was wearing nothing but me and I was wearing nothing but a pair of socks.
Were they wet?
God, no, I would have ended it right there. And then the next day I woke up and me not being very knowledgeable about STDs, I thought I had an STD.
Oh, Lord.
And I ran into my buddy's room because I was staying over there.
Right.
And I pulled my pants down and the first thing he saw was my unfortunately for him, and I go, oh my god, I got an STD, what is this? And it wasn't on my dick, it was right next to it. And so we went to the hospital, and him having the sense of humor he had and him being a dick, he's like, hold on, wait, as we're getting in the truck. And I go, what? And he put a newspaper down, so I don't want you getting diseases in my truck. I'm like, you're a dick, man. So we get to the hospital, and sure enough, it was a spider bite, and I got bit by a brown recluse. So it was already irritated because I was messing with it, I guess. And,
Wow.
So, and I had a little scar on my leg.
Wow.
Like 3 inches from my penis. Yeah. As weird as that story was, that's my weirdest scar.
Man, that was a very, very great story.
Yeah. I still have the scar.
Let's see it.
All right, listeners, check it out.
That's what sucks about this being a purely oral medium.
Yeah.
All right. So mine, I don't really have any like weird ones. Like I have a scar on my head from where I busted my head open. I have a scar on my elbow where I was riding my bike and fell. I mean, I don't have any like goofy scars. Mm-hmm. I have a bunch of them, but just not any weird ones.
Yeah. I got like chicken pox scars and stuff like that. And
like on your butt?
Like on my leg too. My legs are all scarred
on up. Your leg too. Like he does have one on his butt. And I mean, I haven't seen it, but.
Scars everywhere. Women love it.
All right. And on that note, we're going to call it quits today. So thanks for listening. Have a great day. And as Ellen DeGeneres would say, be kind to each other or something like that.